few weeks since we had a chance to talk with you and see what's going on in the Iowa Senate. And since that time, there's been a lot of activity that's actually gone on in the Iowa Senate, a lot of different things that have gone out of committee and whatnot. And we talked a little bit about that earlier, too. But I know you said that the main thing still going on is education reform, and you actually are on the conference committee right now that's negotiating out the differences between the House and Senate bills.
That's right. The Senate passed education reform out this week, and it was a plan that differed in several points from the House plan, and both plans differ from the governor's plan. And this week, the formal activity of forming a conference committee and trying to work out the differences was brought about. You know, some of the things that all three plans have in common are the online learning, the teacher training and development programs, and increasing teacher pay. And so those are three areas where everyone agrees. And I suppose at this point the devil's in the details, and that's why the conference committee was formed.
If you can kind of take us inside what a conference committee is like. I know we talked about House, Senate, and governor, but really it breaks down more on party lines, I imagine, that kind of committee. So how do you guys go about talking about and negotiating out these details?
Sure, and actually the conference committee was just formed yesterday. That's when all the actual, there are words that are used that force a conference committee, and in our case, the Senate had to insist that the House take up our amendment to their bill, and when they didn't, we had to form a conference committee, and a conference committee is formed with 10 members, three from the majority and two from the minority party in each chamber of the legislature. And so it's a 10-member committee with three Republican House members and two Democrat House members, three Democrat Senate members and two Republican Senate members. So it's a committee of 10, and it has co-chairs, one from the House and one from the Senate, and they represent the majority party in either chamber. Essentially what we've done to this point is we have selected those co-chairs, and we've begun the process of scheduling meetings for this coming week to start looking at how we can make this a bill that both the House and the Senate can agree on.
I imagine that will probably take a little bit of time.
I would guess it'll take quite a lot of time. As I said, we will have our organizational meeting yesterday at noon, and it was established that we would meet this coming Tuesday. And of course, this is my first conference committee. It's my first experience with this. But my guess is it will take a bit of time to try and work those details out. And I'm sure that the governor's office will be involved in trying to sway one way or the other, just because this was originally the governor's proposal. And so a lot of the plans, a lot of the pieces of the puzzle that we're working with came from his office.
Not to get too much into the inside baseball portion of this here, but I imagine after it's all negotiated out, most of the committee agrees on it, you still have to take it back to your respective caucuses.
Absolutely.
And discuss it.
Once the committee agrees to it, it still has to go back to the House and to the Senate for approval. And so even if the committee agrees to it, it could still not be passed.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to hearing more developments on that as that comes about. We talked a little bit, too, earlier about property taxes in the session. And how are those progressing? Is there any movement there?
Because so much work has been done on education reform and getting through the second funnel date, which is when all bills that are not budget-related have to come up and get out of those subcommittees. Since that work's been done, there hasn't been a lot of work done on the property tax reform because it does fall under that item of a budget bill. And so I would guess that once the whole budgeting process really gets underway, then property tax will be discussed. There are proposals out both from the Senate Democrats, the majority there, as well as from the governor's office and the House Republicans, the majority over there. The two plans really have very little in common. So it will take a lot of work to really get some comprehensive property tax reform through this session.
With the second funnel date coming, does that mean that the legislators' focus will really start to narrow down and focus on a few legitimate items? And if so, what are they?
Absolutely. Truthfully, the items that we've talked about are still the items that are going to be those primaries that we continue to work on. Education reform is the primary target. The discussion of the governor's Healthy Iowa plan versus Medicaid expansion. That's another topic that has been a topic and will continue to be a topic. And, of course, property tax reform and how that works into the broader budget and finalizing those budget numbers for the upcoming two fiscal years. Those are going to be the priorities coming down the stretch here.
Speaking of the Healthy Iowa plan, the governor has released a few more details about it. I was just wondering if you had a chance to look at it and was wondering what you thought about it.
I have not yet had a chance to look at the details. I do understand that that it will cover those people who are currently covered by Iowa Cares. It will do away with that program. It'll bring it locally so that people aren't having to travel to Iowa City or to Des Moines for care in those situations. It does include a small copay that is refunded if the consumer participates in annual physicals and some of those healthy lifestyle habits. The details, I don't have many of the details yet, and I haven't had a chance to read through what he's released this morning.
All right. Well, Senator Sinclair, is there anything else you'd like to add today about the session or anything else that's going on?
It has been a very exciting first session. We will be back in Knoxville for one final legislative forum, the third Friday of the month. What would that be this time? The 19th?
That would be the 19th. That's correct.
Excellent. So Representative Hartzell and I will be available for anybody in Marion County if they would like to come and join us at the Knoxville Chamber on Friday the 19th at 4 o'clock. We'd love to have you there to learn about what you'd like to see happen as we wrap up the session and to kind of give you a rundown of everything that took place.